Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Girl Next Door by Ruth Rendell. Read by Rick Jerram.
Chapter 1. He was a handsome man. A handsome boy, his mother called him, because she started praising his looks when he was 5. Before that, he received the compliments children necessarily get. Beautiful baby, and isn't he lovely? His father was never there. He left school at 14, you could then, and went to work in a market garden, a slaughterhouse, and, finally, a cosmetic factory. The boss's daughter fell in love with him. He was 20 by then, so they got married. Anita's father said he would stop her having the money her grandmother had left her, but in the event he was too tender-hearted to do so. It wasn't a very large sum, but it was enough to buy a house on The Hill in Loughton, 12 miles from London, but almost in the country. Woody, as his mother and his wife called him, as someone at school had first named him, hated work and decided never to do any more as long as he lived. There was enough money left to live on, but whether for the rest of his life he didn't know. He was only 23. In those days you had to get married. There were no two ways about it. Living together was not far short.